Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor C with another Faith Nugget. And this week, I want to focus on something that's very, very important to your faith. And they come from Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. The Word of God reads that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And that's what I want to talk about. Recognizing what you have in Christ, as you live in Christ, recognizing what you have. Now, this is so important because so many times I see Christians praying, and when I hear Christians expressing themselves, they talk about what they need instead of acknowledging what they have. Now, this is absolutely critical. And see, when you see that I already have this, well, you don't have to pray for it. Praise God. I'm talking about you can be confident that you have it, and not only that, you can learn how to use it to your benefit, for it to be a blessing unto you. And so, the first thing I want you to recognize you have is in Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. And the Apostle Paul wrote this in the precious Word of God. He said, "For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among us." So now that's limited to the church. That's not the world. This is the church, the born-again believer. Amen. "Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Amen. So now this is very important because we are commanded to have faith, the faith of God, the God kind of faith. Well, here the Apostle Paul tells us God hath dealt to every born-again believer a measure of that faith. So now this is so important. So you can always, and you should always recognize, I have the faith of God in me. And the faith of God is a miracle working faith. Glory to God. It does the impossible. It's in me. It's in me to help me do the will of God, fulfill the purpose of God, and finish the destiny that God has prepared for me. Now go have a great day full of faith.